السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر، صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers and also sisters who listen over the receivers. From the beginning of the month, everybody was talking about Laylatul Qadr for the Ramadan Sharif Sawab and the virtues of fasting, the virtues of the Quran Sharif, the virtues of Zikrullah, etc. in this month of Ramadan, Istighfar and Tawbah. But so quickly, so fast, the days have gone. As I have been always saying, that I consider these nights which we are always told about, and that is the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and particularly the odd nights of the last 10 of Ramadan, in which there is Laylatul Qadr. So those nights are like the flights. Now we know that people are preparing for Hajj. What must a person do if he wants to go for Hajj? He cannot just stay relaxed, sleep all the time, and then get up on the morning that the flight is leaving, and then go to the airport and say, I want to board this flight for Hajj. So they will say, you are bewakoof, pagal. Where's your passport? Where's your visas? Where's all those big words that you were listening about? Application, registration, accreditation, all those kind of things. So you don't have nothing of that and you come here to the airport and you want to board the flight. So they are not going to take him on. So like that, this month of Ramadan, the whole month was for that preparation. How we prepare there with our passport, with our visas and with our accommodation and the different packages that are available, we try to get some kind of package. In the same way, from the first of Ramadan, that is what we're supposed to have been doing. That we're supposed to have been making a mental preparation, a spiritual preparation, even physical preparation. You say, how can we do physical preparation? Physical preparation, as it is, we are fasting in the month of Ramadan. Now must we do some kind of very strenuous exercise and get ready? Because as it is, we are fasting and we get weak by the evening. So physical preparation means this, that even at the time of iftar and sahri, the person doesn't load his belly so much that after that he just wants to sleep and do nothing else. Or he finds it very, very difficult and very heavy to perform the Taraweeh Salat. And after Taraweeh Salat, then he has no strength left to even engage in a little bit of zikr or tilawat or get up for tahajjud. The next thing he will do is get up again for sahri and again push as much as he can. So then it shows that he hasn't even made the physical preparation. So from the beginning of Ramadan, we're supposed to have been making a physical preparation. We're supposed to have been doing a mental preparation, a spiritual preparation. So that when these nights come, then it is time to now load our hearts. Just as we load our stomachs, then that was the time now to load the hearts, to fill the pails of the heart, to fill the reservoir of the heart with all the noor and barakat and rahmat that descends in these Mubarak nights and especially that Laylatul Qadr, which is in one of the odd nights. Although there are the riwayat which talk about other nights, but generally, because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's saying, reported by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and reported in Bukhari Sharif, that we must search for it in the odd nights of the last 10 of Ramadan. And other riwayat also. So therefore it is said that it is inshallah in one of the odd nights of Ramadan, of the last 10. However, again, there are so many reports that it is on the 27th, it is on this night, that night. But the fact is that if a person has been preparing himself, from the first of Ramadan, he has been controlling his gaze, he has been controlling his listening, he has been controlling his food and his diet, that he is not allowing any kind of haram to come into his system. If the person was one who was taking bribes and was taking interest and was in the casinos and was getting his money through the lottos and the lutos, so all those kind of things now the person made sincere tawbah from, he returns whatever is due to anybody or asks them for extension of time or something like that, but he's preparing himself, he's only allowing halal to go into his system. So mentally he was preparing himself, physically he was preparing himself, spiritually the person was preparing himself. Mentally he was preparing that Laylatul Qadr is coming on, odd nights are coming, the last 10 nights are coming, so I must be ready, I must board the flight, I must not be left behind. Just as there is a requirement for passport and visas there, here this is the requirement that I must be mentally, physically, spiritually prepared. So if the person did that, so now is the time to then gain the benefits and gain the rewards and get the returns on the investment that the person has been making. These are the investments that we were making. Laylatul Qadr, we can't give the whole bayan on Laylatul Qadr in this little while. We're supposed to have been reading the Fazail Kitab. Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah has compiled everything, made it easy for us. And other big Hadith Sharif Kitabs. In every Kitab you will find, in the Hadith Sharif Kitabs, and all the tafsirs of the Quran Sharif. That is the beauty of this night. With regards to Laylatul Barat, we will say, well, Laylatul Barat, there are many ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There are many sayings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And many incidents that took place from which it is deduced that it is a Mubarak night and these virtues are there of that Mubarak night. But we cannot say with certainty that it is in the Quran Sharif. The ayat of the Quran Sharif also in which it is a mention in Surah Dukhan of Laylatul, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has revealed the Quran Sharif in this Mubarak night. So there too, the majority of the Mufassireen have all stated that it is Laylatul Qadr. Because the Quran Sharif clearly tells us that شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Very clearly indicates شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. So the Quran Sharif couldn't have been revealed at other time except in the month of Ramadan. And then Allah Ta'ala tells us, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. So now Allah Ta'ala says, in Laylatul Qadr, Allah Ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif. So we put these two ayat together, it shows it is month of Ramadan in the night of Qadr. And the night of Qadr is in the month of Ramadan. So therefore that Laylatul Barat and other nights, you get mention of it in the Hadith Sharif. But this Laylatul Qadr, any tafsir of the Quran Sharif you pick up, there must be a tafsir and there must be a commentary on Laylatul Qadr. What a great night. There cannot be any tafsir of the Quran Sharif which excludes Suratul Qadr. So if Suratul Qadr is part of the Quran Sharif, so therefore there must be in all tafsir of the Quran Sharif some mention of the virtues of this night. In the same way, since it is in the Quran Sharif, so they must be mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could not have bypassed the virtues of this night when in the Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala tells us that Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Laylatul Qadr ibadat, if a person gets, is better than 1,000 months of ibadat. How much more better only Allah Ta'ala knows. Allah Ta'ala's shan is great. There is no such thing as limitation there. There is no such thing as budgeting there. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not have any kind of problem, giving to everybody whatever he seeks. And the greatest thing to seek in the night of Qadr is forgiveness. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that if I get Laylatul Qadr, then what dua must I make? What must I seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, make the dua. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul af, fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are most forgiving. And you dearly love forgiveness. Who informed us of this love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Our love are different kinds of things in this world. We love many, many things, and some of them are permissible to love, and not only permissible, it's necessary that we have to love. If we don't love, then Allah ta'ala will question us on the day of Qiyamah. Love is a very, very precious commodity. It's just that we have given it to illicit beloveds. And all those things that are haram and forbidden, we have taken all those things as our beloveds. And as a result, our life is being wasted. We don't get any kind of noor in our hearts. We don't get any kind of sukoon in our hearts. We don't get any kind of tajalliyat of Allah Ta'ala coming into our hearts. Because we have engulfed our hearts and covered it up with all those things that create nothing but darkness. So there is such a thing as loving of parents. Love your wife, love your children. So many other things with Allah Ta'ala's hukam we love. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, now what is His love? What does He love dearly? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, what is He short of? Allah Ta'ala is not short of anything. Allah Ta'ala is the one who created us. But now He's informing us, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informing us that something that is beloved to Allah Ta'ala is forgiveness. How much hope that gives to sinners like us, that something that's really beloved to Allah Ta'ala is the forgiveness of sins. Provided the person is sincere and he turns towards Allah Ta'ala. So therefore you say, oh Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Therefore forgive me. So Laylatul Qadr, this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that you must make dua. So that doesn't mean that now the person only makes dua for forgiveness. But meaning that that's the most important thing which we feel is the most insignificant today. If you tell somebody, or somebody has to say, make some dua for me, and if you say, all right, I'm making dua, Allah Ta'ala forgive you. They say, that's all, nothing else. As if the person hasn't really asked for anything significant. Now, here that is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, Laylatul Qadr. Now what must we do? So there are reports of the 27th, and many sahabas felt it was the 27th, and all many tabi's and tabi tabi's and mashayikh. But as we say, that depends on your sincerity and ikhlas and the way that we apply ourselves and we commit ourselves and we cheer and cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and we seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgiveness of sins and everything else that we want. It's not haram, it's not impermissible, it is not only permissible, in fact it is recommended. We are told, Allah Ta'ala Himself is saying, is there anyone seeking forgiveness that I may forgive him? Is there anyone seeking sustenance that I may give him sustenance? Anyone seeking this or that that I may grant it to him? There's so many things that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that if you want, ask. So the Quran Sharif was revealed in this Mubarak night. And as I just mentioned, that these nights are like those flights. The majority of the times in the month of Ramadan, our state is of ghaflat and negligence. And this is one point that I've been emphasizing from day one of the month of Ramadan. We read that poetry for many, many nights, in which it is mentioned that jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi, wohi bas meri zindagi hai. Jo ghaflat mein guzre, wo kya zindagi hai? Wo jeena nahi, balki sharmindagi hai. That part of my life, O Allah, which has been spent in your obedience, that is the only life that I can really count as my life. But that part of my life which has been spent in your disobedience, disobedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in negligence, in ghaflat, futile activities, we regret so much now at this age that we wish we had this kind of understanding in our youth. Then we wouldn't have wasted our time and life. But then that does not mean that we must not take lessons from others. So those who haven't yet reached the age that we have reached, so then you must take a lesson. We are telling you that it is a life of regret, all the time that was wasted. We wish we had that time again. We could have made something of that time. So that time which is spent in your obedience, and obedience I have repeatedly mentioned and discussed, that whenever we talk of obedience to Allah Ta'ala, the only thing that comes to our mind is 5 times salat. I was very obedient to Allah Ta'ala because I made 5 times salat. From the time I became of age, I didn't miss 1 salat. Alhamdulillah, if we say that, very good, at least salat we made properly. But is salat the only part of Islam and deen? Obedience in our home life, in our business life, in our political life, in our economic life, everything, there is laws of Allah Ta'ala that are focused upon us at different moments of our life. Sometimes to eat is ibadat. Sometimes to drink is ibadat. Sometimes to go to the bazaar and marketplace and earn halal livelihood is ibadat. Sometimes to make khidmat of the parents is ibadat. Sometimes to go and bring the medication or take the wife and the child to the doctors is ibadat. Sometimes jihad is ibadat. Sometimes reading is ibadat. Sometimes zikr is ibadat. Ibadat is something that a person does according to the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever hukam of Allah Ta'ala is focused, the person engages in that. Now when Laylatul Qadr comes, then what should be done in Laylatul Qadr? So the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr is the same thing. That for the ibadat, just as we are saying that all these things are ibadat, in the same way Laylatul Qadr, that is what ibadat will mean. That on that night, then we cut off all our communication with the outside world as much as possible. We engage ourselves in zikr, in tilawat, in making dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, seeking from Him, because He is the only one that can change our condition. How many cases do we get? How many cases? They say the doctors have failed. They can't understand what is wrong. Don't they say that? How many people, they say, we tried our level best. I went into this business, it failed. I went into that business, it failed. I went into that venture, it failed. Nothing but failure all wrong. How many places, they say, we were just about taking off and one earthquake, one shake up and one bomb blast or something happened, or one riot and finished disaster, everything back to square one. How many people were rising and they went on to the highest position of the land, and the next thing somebody else zooms in and finish, the person is gone. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is in His hands, causes people to rise and people to fall. So we should seek the best of dunya and the best of akhirat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are not told that we must divorce ourselves from everything of this world. My Shaykh, Hazrat Mullah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, Arif Billah. So he mentioned many times, he said, lots of people, they said, dunya, dunya, maro lad dunya ku. Said, but if eating and drinking is dunya, so then if the person says, maro lad dunya ku lat maro, so then he mustn't eat and drink also, because eating and drinking, he's saying, is dunya. He said, but if he's not going to eat and drink, to wo lat marne ke liye taqat bhi nahi rahegi. He won't even have strength to pick up his leg and kick after that. So good food, good home, good clothes, good car, that is not dunya. But when these things divert us from the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, our children divert us from the remembrance of Allah ta'ala, the fulfillment of the ahkam of Allah ta'ala, then that becomes dunya. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله. So our children, our wealth must not divert us from the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if we have missed the flight of the 21st, 23rd and 25th, so then let us not be negligent. Let us not regret later. The only thing that the person will regret after leaving this world is that time which is spent in negligence, in indifference, futile activities, something that does not benefit the person in this world or in the akhirat. Anything that is good, anything that is constructive, it can help the person. For example, the person is an engineer, the person is a doctor, the person is a physician or something he is. And now he's reading those books on engineering, he's reading the books on medicine, he's reading the books that are related to carpentry and whatever field he is in. So then we won't say that that is futile, because it's going to help him some way in his profession. But now that person who is just wasting his time on the television screen, hours and hours, days and days, nights and nights, and most of the times on such kind of pictures and such kind of films that create nothing but restlessness in his heart. It must bring restlessness. We can write it down and engrave it on the heart that it must bring restlessness. Sins must bring restlessness. If not immediate, then after some time. It is just for a matter of time that Allah Ta'ala gives some time. He is again so merciful. Now if this person does not give up that sin and continues, then he is going to head for disaster. The life will become miserable, very, very narrowed and tightened. In spite of everything, the person will feel very restless, full of anxieties, worries and problems. And the Allah Wallahs, in spite of the difficulties, hardships, pain and suffering, but they will find a sukoon in their lives. A kind of tranquility in their lives. It does not disturb them, because they believe that all conditions are coming from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the nights which are gone are gone. We cannot bring back a single second from that life. Nobody can bring back a single second. As I talk, every second is gone, it's gone, finished, it's gone. Now we cannot even refer to that second as present. It's gone, past, now we'll say past. When we talk about our past life, even that second which went now is already past. But now at least I can say that that second that went, I was giving some nasihat, provided it was with ikhlas. But it's gone, and it's gone to the past. Whenever we will refer to our life that's gone by, then we will say that's the past. So every second is gone to the past. And all the world and all the technology and all the scientists put together and every big head put together and small head put together in the world of science and technology, they are doing things which baffle our imagination. But tell them to bring back 1 second of a person's life. 1 second, tell them to bring it back. Why do we always add it on? Why do we always add it on? The person is now 10 years old, 20 years old, 50 years old, 70, 80, and then we say he's gone. So in that 80 years of his life, or 60 years or 100 years, every second is counting there. Whichever second went, it never came back. And we added it on, and we said now the person is so many years old, so many years, so many days, so many weeks, so many hours and so many seconds old. Now they can even count that, how many seconds old the person is. Our computers will work that out. But we can't bring that second back. It's gone, it's gone. So now instead of crying too much over what is gone, we make tawbah over the past. We say, Ya Allah, we made mistakes, we made blunders, we went off beat, we went off track, we were derailed, we were everything. We prayed to Allah Ta'ala and make a'tiraf of our qusur. Acknowledgement of our sins before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then use the opportunity that's coming now. And that is the present. Whatever is the present, now make use of the time to make up our future. The present is to be now used so that our future comes right. And our future does not end at the time of our death. Whenever we are planning, we say we must plan for our future. Then what comes in our head? Must plan up till the day that we are going to die. Therefore, we are concerned that my children, this business for him, that car for so and so, that this, we will make all un-Islamic will to, because we are concerned about the future of our wife and our children. Whereas our future does not end there. Our future goes on and on and on until our destination is Jannat. Until we don't go into Jannat, the future doesn't end. Then in Jannat, after that, it's forever and ever and ever. There'll be no time there. There'll be no sunrise and sunset there. There'll be nothing but enjoyment there, enjoyment. For a few years, make a little bit of mujahada. Take a little bit of pain on our hearts of restraining ourselves from haram. And I have mentioned many times in haram, if you have to spell it in English, is H-A-R-A-A-M. So there's harm also, and there's double A, that means there's double harm in haram. whether it is porn sites or whether it is adultery or fornication or drinking or gambling or any sin. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah the opportunity or the tawfiq and the grace to make the best of the remaining days and nights. Occupy yourself wherever there's a masjid, some good programs are taking place, go. There's no hard and fast rule. I don't believe in competition and pull and drag and say you must come here or anything. Go wherever your mind and your heart is settled, wherever you got munasibat, where there's compatibility with whomsoever you can have a munasibat. But spend the night correctly. And those who will be at home also, it is not time to just idle and waste. Make the best, it will make our future, it will change our taqdeer. This night of qadr, we can change our taqdeer. May Allah remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering, the hardship and the problems of mankind around the globe and especially the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept our fast, our taraweeh, our zikr, our tilawat, our ibadat and give us the tawfiq to make the best of the remaining days and nights. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.